UAF volcanologist Tarsilo Girona and two colleagues at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory analyzed 16 years of satellite imagery looking for ground temperature changes around volcanoes. Girona says their research, published last week in the journal Nature Geosciences, shows small temperature changes corresponding with volcanic activity.
We also have an increase of this release of heat before the onset of the eruptions. And sometime after the eruption, we start to observe a decrease of these heat emissions.
Girona says temperature increases on the order of 1 degree Celsius over large areas surrounding volcanoes occurred well prior to eruptions.
An increase of these changes in this temperature, this radiant temperature, starting for a few years before the eruptions.
Girona says the correspondence held true for several different volcanoes they studied, including Alaska's Mount Redoubt. He says the next step is to analyze temperature changes on a finer scale to try to more precisely predict when a volcano will erupt.
Explore to what extent we can also observe these thermal changes in shorter timescales. With shorter timescales, meaning from a few days to a few months.
Girona says the technique can help volcanic eruption forecasting at the UAF-based Alaska Volcano Observatory and other such facilities around the world.
To implement this this technique into the current methodologies to monitor volcanic activity.
Girona says one of the next steps is to go into the field and install thermometers in the ground around volcanoes. Girona, who up until last year worked for NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab in California, has a grant from the space agency to continue collaborating with JPL on the next phase of research. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.